Welcome to the Mother Forkin' Podcast. Where we feed you some real shit on parenting.
Hi, Celeste. How are you?
Hey, Megan. I'm doing okay. I can't complain. You know, this whole quarantine with ups and downs is better. So how are you?
Yeah, same. Yeah, no, things are, I think we're finding our groove, really. Things can be hectic at times, and, you know, there are tantrums, and then there's those questions of, why can't I play with the neighbor kid? Why can't we go to the park? I want to go to Target. Why can't we do that? So it's a little hard explaining this whole situation to a 3.5 and 2-year-old. But for the most part, I mean, they keep just saying coronavirus. So they understand that there's this nasty virus going around and it's very easily spread from one person to another, and that we just have to be cautious is really what we've been sharing with our children. I mean, obviously breaks our hearts, you know.
Totally. It's the funniest thing to, not funniest, but you know, try to make the best of it, but they're just kind of like, what is this coronavirus you're talking about? But
exactly,
you know, so we've been trying our best to keep sane, and so that's kind of why we wanted to hop on the episode today and to kind of give a little bit of maybe some tips or ideas of what we're doing to all stay sane in our households.
Yeah, so what are you guys doing?
Yeah, so like I said, I feel like it's definitely comes in waves. Like you're, you know, for us, it's like one day we'll have an awesome day, things are going well, you know, energy levels are high, we're all feeling good, and then some days it's just like you don't want to do anything, right? So you just want to relax. But on the days that, for at least us, we're feeling up for it, we've always talked about, there's a lot of things on Instagram. So ideas and things on Pinterest. So we looked into this thing. It's kind of like a virtual music class. And you can just YouTube it. I followed their Instagram. But we do that and it's pretty fun. You just need kind of like shakers and things like that. And it's like a 30-minute class. Yeah, so let me look it up. But that's fun. Enzo really has been enjoying that. So it's kind of like a little toddler, it's on YouTube, and so they'll do like singing and marching and clapping, so he likes that. We've been doing a lot of sensory play. We made a DIY little table that you can, you know, look up. Also, I need to get all this information.
Yeah, I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah,
that was super cute.
He loved it. So it's made out of PVC pipes. Another thing, thanks to Google search and the internet and mom blogs that are awesome. We've done that, and he hasn't really played with sand in a while, really, since he was little, and he wasn't fond of the sand, but now that he's older, it doesn't faze him as much, so he likes that. And, you know, anything we can do inside, reading, we started cooking together. I know it's kind of like really a disaster with toddlers, but they like to be hands-on, so that's been pretty fun here.
Yeah, I feel like this moment you kind of just have to take a deep breath and say fuck it and just let it happen,
basically.
I know that I've been doing that a lot myself. So there's a really cool Instagram account that I've been following for quite some time now, and it's Busy Toddler.
Yeah,
she has a lot of awesome ideas. She's posting pretty much daily. Actually, when I was traveling with both boys on the plane couple years ago, I was freaking out and I went onto her page and she had so many ideas. So I stole all of them and every single one worked and it was amazing. And it lasted her 4-hour plane ride to Maine. So she's kind of been in my back pocket ever since. And I know the name kind of sounds misleading, Busy Toddler, but she does cater not only to 1 and 2 and 3 year olds, but also she has ideas for 5 to 7 year olds. She gives examples of each of what she's doing, and it doesn't even require too many things either. It's usually just like stuff that you have laying around the house, like painter's tape and markers and stickers and bins and whatnot. So she has a lot of great ideas. Again, it's Instagram, and her name is Busy Toddler.
Yeah,
And then I
amazing.
actually just had a couple of things come in the mail today, which I'm really excited to open up and start diving into this weekend with the boys. There were two different books. One of them is called Toddler Activities Made Easy, and it's 100 plus fun and creative learning activities, and they're pretty much 5 minutes or less to create. So I'm like, yep, I love that. And then the other one is my first toddler coloring book, which is fun with numbers, letters, shapes, colors, and animals, which I think would be more for Briggs, but I know Adrian is going to love it too,
That's so
being three and a
awesome.
half.
I remember you got something like that when Adrian was younger. Is that pretty similar to where it has like activities for them to do?
Yeah, exactly. It's they're a little bit different though. Like these ones I said are 5 minutes or less to create, so I really like that. Just because I'm not a do-it-yourselfer, I really don't think too much, or actually I shouldn't say that. I should say that I don't want to think too much out of the box. And I was quickly thumbing through the toddler activity book, and it was like things that we all have in our
Yeah,
house
well, not
still. So I was like, all right, this is cool.
yeah, not only that though, like let's get real, your toddler's attention span is like it's capped at
Right.
a certain limit to where they're like, all right, I need the next crap, or you know, moving on. So that's awesome. Let me know how that goes. I'm always down
Yeah.
for stealing and sharing ideas. Oh, I just thought of the little music class, but it's Songs for Littles, and they have
Oh,
Instagram
cute.
and on YouTube. So it's these two people that they sing, and you know, like I mean, Enzo loves music, so he's mesmerized, and so they do their own original songs, and it's kind of like being in a music class without socializing or without worrying your kid's gonna go crazy and hit the next
Yeah.
kid, because that's
I love it. I'm gonna definitely check it
yeah,
out.
Songs for
I'm actually
Littles.
looking at it on Instagram right
Yeah,
now,
it's pretty
so
fun.
I'll
And then
start following her.
yeah, I like it. So we've done that. What about your sanity and your, you know, when you have downtimes or when you just want your own thing, what are you doing?
So it's funny because a lot of my shows that I like to watch on TV that we had talked about before a few episodes back are all gone, meaning they all the episodes have just run out, their seasons ended, so it's like I don't have anything to catch up on there. We do have a lot of streaming services. I think we have them all. So I've been trying to either get caught up on any recorded shows or episodes or movies or whatever that's been on my list. And it's cool because we have Xfinity, and if you say in your remote free, all the free shows come up. And
Oh,
for now, Showtime's running a special up until April 19th for free access for people. Epix, EPIX is doing the same thing. There's a couple others like that, which is awesome. So definitely that, but I've really been trying to replace more screen time with more book time. And I think I had mentioned too, I started a Bookstagram. So I've been reading a lot of books, and the genres that I love and are drawn to are more like true crime, crime fiction, murder mystery, thriller, suspense type of feel. So I've been reading a lot of books lately. I'm currently reading one called If You Tell by Greg Olson, and I love it. It's a true crime. It's really dark and sad, but it does have a good, satisfying outcome. So I'm currently reading that, and I'm actually part of a book club on Instagram as well, where they're reading two books this month. The first one is The Wife Between Us, and the other is Eight Perfect Murders. So those will be my next couple of reads. But that's pretty much been what I've been doing. We also haven't had our cleaning ladies come. So every Sunday after breakfast, I just go balls to the wall and just clean everything, wash the floors. I do everything, toilets, whatnot. So it's actually a nice stress de-stressor. And then the boys will go outside with Christo or in the garage or whatever, and while I do that for a couple 3 hours. What about you? What do you do?
I think this is awesome that like we're kind of watching, I mean, with unfortunate circumstances, but watching our, going back to the few episodes we've done before where we had goals and, things that we wanted to do this year. And like, I guess this moment is kind of forcing us to discover our talents and discover just things that we've always had interest in. So that's, I'm really excited for you to do this book club because you've inspired me to read. And anyone that's been listening to us for a while knows that I'm definitely an audiobook person. I still do that. But I have, turned to reading, and so it's been very nice, and it's like an accomplishment, something to do off the checklist when you finish your book, and it's satisfying. So, done that. What book did I read? Look, I already forgot that I was telling
The
you.
woman in the
Yes, The
window.
Woman in the Window. So that was really cool. It was kind of slow because, again, maybe it's just because I'm not used to reading, and I'm like, when's the action going to happen? And then it did, and then I was hooked. So, you introduced me to the Book of the Month program, and so yeah, we it so happened that we got the same book, so we're gonna be reading that one together. So,
The guest list.
yes, the guest list. So that's awesome. And then, as far as myself, I got my boxing bag, so. Yes, I'm
Nice.
starting to kind of box here and there. It's very stress relieving, so that's
Yeah, I
fun.
bet.
And then it's just kind of finding projects here and there around the house that, I've always wanted to do year long and finally kind of have time to do. So organizing, trashing, the whole Marie Kondo, am I saying that right? Marie
Marie Kondo,
Marie
yes, getting rid of stuff that
Kondo.
doesn't fill you with joy or
Seriously.
spark
And then,
joy.
yeah, and then cooking a lot more. That was like definitely one of my goals. My whole pregnancy threw me off because I have terrible food aversions, but back to cooking and finding my groove. So, yeah, that's been what I've been up to here.
That's awesome. Yeah, one thing I forgot too is I've been definitely being consistent with my workouts. I did take a few weeks off actually, and I was like, screw this, I need to get back into it because I wasn't feeling the best. But once I finally got over all my back-to-back sinus infections, I was like, all right, I'm back in the game. So I've been doing that. I actually am repeating the Morning Meltdown 100 program, which is what I did last year. So I'm on day, I think, 13 now. Tomorrow's 14. So
How
plugging away at
cool.
that.
Yes. I also am doing a Beachbody program that I told you about. I'm doing the 21-day challenge, and for someone that has been out of shape and has not done a single ab workout in years, it is kicking my butt. So, yeah, thanks for, introducing me to that. That's a good program if you don't really have equipment, you just kind of want something hard and, in high intensity. That's a good program.
Yeah, it's perfect. And that's why I'm grateful that we have been using Beachbody because right now is the perfect time to have something like that
Dude,
because gyms are closed.
everyone is struggling. Like all the gym freaks are like, what do I do? And
I
then
know.
all the weights are sold out, so
I
we kind
know.
of lucked out on the department of being moms with, access to our own home gyms.
For real. I'm very grateful for that.
Seriously. And then I also told you that on last episode that we had, which was awesome, by the way, I loved having the ladies from Persistent Neon. It was amazing. But I started journaling, and that's helped me out a lot, and I look forward to it. Even if I don't get to it at night, if I'm just like I just want to lay my head down, I still wake up in the morning like kind of like excited to be like, oh, I don't want to forget this moment, or I just want to lay my feelings out, because I feel like a lot of us are just kind of like either you wake up and you're feeling meh, or you wake up and you're feeling like, how's today gonna go? Because it's just a scary time of just uncertainties, and it's hard to just sometimes keep going, but find your support system, express your feelings, acknowledge them. I think all that's super crucial at this time.
Absolutely. And actually, in the same vein as journaling is meditation. And for me, If you would have mentioned meditation like a year ago, I would have been just kind of looked at you sideways and been like, okay, whatever, because it's a little woo-woo. But obviously, having this podcast, and we recently spoke with the mamas over at Mindful Mamas, and they had their app. And so I purchased that and I've been loving it, especially when it's like Tantrum City. I'll go on there and it's
Oh,
calming.
yeah, for sure.
But another app though that I found is the Balance app, and they're also on Instagram. I think it's just Balance, and they're actually offering a free 1 year subscription to their app, and I think the last day to get that is April 15th, but I've been doing it daily ever since I got it, so it's been about 7 days now, and I am loving it. I look forward to doing it. I've been trying to wake up at 5:45. I didn't this morning. My stupid alarm didn't go off, but I wake up at 5:45. I get my workout in, and then I immediately do the Balance app. So I meditate, and they have options of 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or more, depending on what it is that you want and what your goal is. But it's really cool because I thought, 3 minutes is probably perfect for me, but now I'm like wanting to go longer. So I'm currently at like between 5 and 10 minutes. So it's awesome.
Oh, that's
So definitely check it
awesome.
out. Yeah.
And I think that's what it's all about, is just what finding what puts you at ease through this time. For some women, it's just staying completely busy and figuring out things, and looking, what is it? Outlooking in might seem like, wow, she's doing the most and I'm not, but that may work for her. And for some, it's just, some downtime, and for you to just figure out exactly what, puts you at ease through this time. 'Cause I think that's what it is. It's just kind of like survival mode every day, one day at a time.
100%.
So I'm glad we got together and, short and sweet. I know it's like hard for people that, for even just to listen to podcasts, because it's something that they usually do on their routine to work or whatever. And now they may be overloaded with just life right now. So, hopefully you get the chance to listen, and hopefully we're, helping, and we're here for you all the time.
Absolutely. Thank you,
Of course.
Celeste.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you to our listeners. We love you guys. Hope you're staying safe and sane.
Bye.
Bye.